Want to wish a good Shabbos to everybody, a freiliche Shabbos, a lechtige Shabbos, a gesinnte Shabbos. And we're hoping to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, in Yitz Hashem, that this should be the last Shabbos that we're all unable to come to Shiel. And in Yitz Hashem, we're hoping that next Shabbos we'll all be able to come to Shiel and to Davin. So this is the last Divrei Chizuk now. Erev Shabbos from the Haim, Amit Shem, Lamahofim, at Ken Redden, and Shiel, Sazaman, the Eibush's Hilf. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Meraglim, we know is a Parsha which all the Mephoshim struggle with to understand how can it be that the Meraglim, who the Torah tells us, Rusha B'nai Yisrael Haima, they were the greatest, from the greatest in Klal Yisrael, that these people should come along and be moitzi dibba al uretz, and they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. What could possibly have been their svura? What were they thinking? Why did they end up doing such an avera? This is a kasha which kiyadia many mefarshim ask. Asof in the Rebbe of Mendel Rimnevers, Chisyun Aleini in the Sefer, Menachem Tzion, Zukta Gavaltig Yesod, which is negaya for us, for now, as we're coming finally out of our lockdown and coming back to Shiel. And he says the following words, Yesh lilmoid tzchis al ha-meraglim. One has to be melamed tzchis on the meraglim. And he asks his kasha l'choyre kushim o'oid al ansha deyka moysom, that they should do such a thing. So he says, the explanation is as follows. The Yidden were in the Midbar. There could not be any better, greater, higher madrega than the Yidden were when they were in the Midbar. In the Midbar, Zuk the Rebbe of Mendel Rimnava, the Yidden were able to come to a matzav fin shleimus gudel. The Pusik says, Punim bapunim dibaha shemi muchim baha. When they were baha Sinai, the Rabbeinu Shloim spoke to them, Punim bapunim. They were zoicha to eat mon min hashemayim. They were zoicha to the be'er, to the anane hakovod. And the Meraglim saw what a high madrega the Yidden were on, being in the Midbar. And when they're going to leave the Midbar and go to Eretz Yisrael, Ishtachas Gafnoi, Ishtachas Keinusoi, everybody's going to have to be busy with the Panusa, busy travelling here, travelling there, doing this, doing that. The Meraglim realised that the Yidden are not going to be able to be on such a high madrega when they're going to be busy running around with all their gashmistika activities as they were in the Midbar. So therefore, the Meraglim thought that Oy Bezoi would be kedai to delay for as long as possible that the Yidden should go into Eretz Yisrael. Other Abbas also blaben in the Midbar, essen nochman and trinken noch be'er, in solches an noch sedan nane akuvet, without all the dagas of the daily life which they're going to face once they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Avol zuk the Rebbe Mendel, be'emes tui bezer, they made a big mistake. Ki ike kenias tachlis hashleimus. The Ike Madrega of being Koine Shleimus is built he efsha rak al yedei avoide gedoyle lasik b'mitzvos Hashem yizborach. And this is through taka the avoide, the tuk teglech avoide, not living like maluchim, cut off from oilam hazeh. And this has a moedike vichtige chizik for us now. As difficult as it has been under the lockdown, being unable to do this and to do that and to go about people's normal routine, there has been a moedike brucha at the same time. Every cloud has a silver lining. And there's been many silver linings to this difficult tekifa. People have suddenly seen how geshmak it is to stay at home for as long as possible. And the children have had more anor, been able to give time for the children, been able to daven slowly with more kavuna, been able to concentrate on many things with yishuv hadas that under regular circumstances one has been unable to do. And people have suddenly seen the moedike malus that we were able to achieve during these last 3 months. And now that the lockdown is coming to an end, Baruch Hashem, people are worried. perhaps are we going to go downhill? Are we going to end up, what's going to be? So Avada, we have to be mechazik ourselves to try and keep those malas which we've achieved, to keep hold of them and to continue them. But we have to understand at the same time, just like this wasn't a natural existence, it isn't the Rutzon Hashem that a person should stay his whole life locked away, unable to go out, unable to daven in shiel, unable to send the children to school and to yeshivas. This isn't the Rutzon Hashem. So although there are gewisse tedus which we were spared from, doing the rota every morning, school rota in the morning, the afternoon, nobody was broigus that one didn't have to go every day to the rotas and so on. Oh, but this is the oilam hazeh which the Rabbeinu Shloilam has put us into. And our avoida is to utilize and to use the oilam hazeh and to do everything correctly and through that to serve Hashem then with all our actions and with whatever we're doing. The Chodkiv Rebbe in his Sefer Ginza Yisrael writes, this is why we find that the mitzvah of challah comes straight after the parsha of the Meraglim. Straight after the Meraglim, the Torah tells us it's a mitzvah of being mafrish challah. Brengt the Rebbe b'shem the Rebbe Reb Zisha. As the Pusik says as follows, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'mat aleihem, b'voyachem el huretz, when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, ashani mevi eschem shoma, which I'm bringing you there. Says the Pusik, V'ahoye b'cholchem melechem hures terimi trimel Hashem. Reishis arisoyseichem chala terimi trimel. One has to be mafrish chala. So ask the Rebbe Reb Zisha, why does the Pusik have to add on these extra words? Shteit b'voyachem el hures, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, b'voyachem el hures, ashani mevi eschem shum, which I'm bringing you there. Those words, ashani mevi eschem shum, are l'chore superfluous. Should just say, b'voyachem el huretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'hoye b'cholchem ilechem huretz, to terimi trimel Hashem. Ot gezuk the Rebbe Reb Zisha, to answer this kasha, Yidin will take have this kasha, l'choyru, the Yidin were better off staying in the Midbar. Why do they need to go to Eretz Yisrael? Zugdins the Pusik, b'voyachem el huretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you should realize, Asha ani mevi eschem shoma. The Rebbeinu Shem wants to bring us there. Why? We had mon in the Midbar. Why do we need to go to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because from mon there's no mitzvah to be mafrish terimah, to be mafrish challah. Mon is already lechem avirim. This is lechem shochli malachai hashuris. It needs no tikkun. Our avoiders, we've been put into this world. V'hoye b'cholchem melechem hures torimi trimel Hashem. Our avoider is we've been put into the oilam atachtoin and to elevate it, but using it l'shem shamayim. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shem didn't want us to stay in the Midbar. The Rebbeinu Shem has enough maluchim in shamayim. He wants us to be in this world in an oilam hazeh, not just to be in the Midbar, eating mon, lechem, and mon be'er with the anane ha-covered. So now, as we're coming to the end, Baruch Hashem, of these 3 months of lockdown, although we're going back to our daily routine, however, we have to realize our avoida is to do it with the right kavuna, and through that, everything becomes part of our avoidas Hashem, and the person doesn't lose out from this at all. The Sasemis writes, Amoide Kalushin, also this week's Pasha, we find after the Pasha of the Meraglim, the Torah tells us three mitzvahs, the mitzvah of challah, then the mitzvah of also Nesuchim, a Yid brings a korban, the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring also Nesuchim from wine. And then at the end of the Pasha, we have a mitzvah of tzitzis. Zug des Fasemes, a gewalti gewalt. These three mitzvahs are keneged, the mon, the be'er, and the nane ha-kovod. Writes des Fasemes, b'midbar, shulosh matunos toivos. Yidin had three matunos toivos, mon, be'er, v'nane ha-kovod. It was difficult for Yidin to leave the Midbar. And the Rebbeinu Shem was menachin klal Yisrael, kinisha ha'ura me'ele ha'gimel matunois. The Rebbeinu Shem has left us over something, a hashpur from these three mitzvahs. Challah, says the Sfas Emes, is keneged the mon. Nesuchim is keneged the be'er, and tzitzis, which a person is misatav begifoy, he wraps around him, is keneged the anane hakovaj, which were around Klal Yisrael. So when a person is makayim these mitzvahs, he is zoicha to a ha'ura, to epesa hashpur of these three mitzvahs. A yid once came to the Heilige Rishna, and he told the Heilige Rishna, as he came back just from Eretz Yisrael, he went to visit Eretz Yisrael the first time, b'yomim ahayim, close to 200 years ago, but he didn't see there anything so special. He was a bit taken aback. People speak about Eretz Yisrael. He didn't find anything particular which was so chushev to him, so special to him, as this is the groyser Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Zovas Chulavidavosh. Of the Heilige Rishnam Gezukt, a Moshel, he said there was once a Yid who married off all his daughters, and for each daughter he bought for her before the Chasna, for Shteitzach, beautiful Kleider, dresses, and jewellery, and so on, all the things which one needs to fit out a kala before the chasna. But for his youngest daughter, he wasn't able to find a chushev a bucha for an achushev a mishpucha like he'd managed for all his other daughters. He was only able to find a very simple bucha from a very simple family. And when it came to getting this youngest daughter ready for the chasna, she told her father, "Father, I don't need anything special. Don't make yourself busy and give out lots of money to buy me like you bought for my sisters. My sisters all married into chushuva mishpuchas, chushuva buchrim, and therefore you had to make sure to fit out the colours that there should be pasandik, there should be takim matim to go into such a mishpucha. Or you're marrying me off to a very simple boy from a very simple family, who to him, it doesn't understand, it makes no difference to him, he wouldn't recognize a diamond if he saw it. So why bother spending lots of money if it's not going to be appreciated anyway?" Said the Heilige Rishna to this Yid, this Moshel applies as well to Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, a Chushev Yid and Udam Gudel, who appreciates the Kedisha of Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael will put on its best to make sure that this Yid should be nene, should enjoy. But when is coming a Yid, a pushta mensch, who's hotnish kinshim has sugars, and he doesn't even understand what to look for in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is not going to go out of its way to come along and show him the Re'ei B'tiv Yerushalayim. A different Moshel, the Heilige Rishna once said to another person, and he said to him, Eretz Yisrael is compared to a bed. You know, when a person is cold, it's a cold night, and he gets into bed, suddenly he gets warm. Said the Heilige Rishna, how does this work? It works because a person has a body temperature which keeps him warm. And when he gets into bed and he covers himself with a blanket, he warms up that blanket, and the blanket becomes warm. And then when the blanket is warm, it warms up the person a bit more. So he gets a bit warmer, that warms up again the blanket. And this world goes backwards and forwards until the person, he gets really hot and geschmack and warm sechun in the bed. Obe, if you put a stone into this bed, so the Rishna can stay there the whole night, it will never get warm. Why? It's in a beautiful bed with many blankets. The answer is, if there's no panemius, if there's no inner warmkeit, it won't help all the blankets. And this, said the Rishna, the Zelba Moshel, as Eretz Yisrael is like a blanket, a mahotnish can eigen a warmkeit, then when one goes out and comes into Eretz Yisrael, it's a gunish unwarm in the mensch. B'meshech, the last 3 months, we have all been at home and we've been keeping ourselves warm. We haven't been able to have the covering, we haven't been able to have the help of the tzibur, of the shiel, of the oilem tzazamen, was halzach tzazamen. It's been everybody has had to zich align umvamen. And now, mahofenem yitz Hashem, when everybody's coming back to shiel, jede einot zich ungewamt, mit zan eigene hislavis, with his own warmkeit, with his own avoide, which he's been doing for the last 3 months, everybody should bring his avoide with him back into the Beis HaMedrash, and emir tzashem mahofen, as this vet noch Umwarmen noch mehr the Beis Hamedrash, and the Beis Hamedrash will be like a blanket, which will come even warmer, and that will warm us up even more, and then we'll warm up the Beis Hamedrash even more, and mezul gein sech mechayil el choyil. I want to finish off with one final word, a word for the Ab Teruvot gezugt, from the Choyzef in Lublin, Zchissam Yugen Aleini v'Kol Yisroel. We know the Meraglim came back, it was Leil Tisha B'Av, and they told Klal Yisroel the bad report, which they reported back. Shtet v'tisakol o'eda, v'yitni es koilam. Everybody sat down and they all cried. And Chazal tell us, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, said the Rabbi Nishloilam, Atem bechisam bechia shel chinam. Yidin have been crying a bechia shel chinam for no reason. Ani ekve lachem bechia ledoiros. I'll be koveya this day to be a bechia ledoiros. As we know, unfortunately, this is Tisha B'Av. This is the bechia ledoiros because the Yidin cried a bechia shel chinam. Of the Teruv that sailed, as the Choizen Lublin once came into his Beis Hamedrash, Shabbos afternoon, in Mitten Shalashidus. The Oilem was sitting there, Shalashidus, in the Beis Hamedrash. Ein motzich gesingen mit a geschmack, and there was a moidike geschmack, a simchus, Shabbos, Yismachi b'malchizcho, shoim reshabbos, ein motzich gefreit zusammen the Talmidim. And the Choizen from Lublin looked around the Beis Hamedrash, and he saw those Yidden sitting there, and he knew, Nebuch, how many of these Talmidim of his were struggling to put bread on the table, how many of them were facing eviction orders from the Purits because they hadn't been able to pay for their rent, for their premises, and wie viel Yidden Nebuch am Gatsuris and Stieb von Zagidelbunim and ältere Kindenheim, and Nebuch jede Yid was Nebuch hat Gatsam Pekel. And im kol zeh that the Choizef in Lublin saw how kimt Shabbos Kodesh, me sitzen beis Hamedrash, and me freit sich zusammen mit Kedisha Shabbos, and me singt des Miras. Said the Choizef in Lublin, midde toive meribbe. We know, midde toive meribbe. Atem semeichem simcha shel chinam. I see, said the Choizef in Lublin, all these Talmidim are being Sameichem a simcha shel chinam. That means it's not a simcha which comes from gashmias because you suddenly won the lottery or they've been received a promotion or whatever it should be. It's pushet a simcha shel chinam mefegest wegen the eigene pekel and mefreit sich no mit the Rabbeinu Shleilim's Torah, mit the mitzvahs, mit the Shabbos Kodesh. Ob es nicht a simcha wegen sich. Atem sameichem simcha shel chinam. Of the Choizuf and Lublin Gazuk, to do a haftucha midda toive meribbe, and the ekva lachem, simcha le doirois, as di yidin was a freinzach a simcha shel chinam, they will be zoicha to a simcha le doirois, to be zoicha to see the simcha's base, in your base hamigdash, bimherev yomeini omein. And that's a moidika chizuk for all of us. It hasn't been easy for anybody the last 3 months. It hasn't been easy being 2 weeks of Chodesh Adar, being at home. Mishnechas Uda Marben B'Simcha. Rashi says, Marben B'Simcha means Chodesh Uda with Chodesh Nissen. Half of Chodesh Adar, we were at home. Pesach, we were home. Lel Aseid at home. Shvi Shul Pesach at home. Lag B'Oimer at home. Kabulas Ator at home. It hasn't been easy for anybody. Or be yid no maros gewesen am moidike atem sameichem simcha shel chinam. Mot sich gefreit am ken davnen. Mot sich gefreit as one can listen to shiirim on the phone. The children can hear the lessons on the phone. Mot sich gefreit hagam se gewein schwer. Ob se gewein ebechina fin smeichem simcha shel chinam. Es adu a haftucha zog de Choyze von Lublin, midde teuwe meribbe, mot ha rozgewisse, mot ha simche shal chinam, nisch wegen sich no de teure, oi bezoi, de boish mit helfen, ani, koiv ekwe lechem simche le deures, mzol alle zoiches am bekurev, zu sehen, bebinyen beis hamigdash, bim heire vi yomeini, omein, ken yirutzoin. Kaltiv, a git Shabbos, and a lechtige Shabbos, and a freiliche Shabbos, and a git Chodesh, and a mitzvah Hashem. It's a special thing as we're starting on Monday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Mitaran Kimen and Shiel, Mekenen Zingen, Ashira to the Rabbi Nishleilim, Duncan and Leuben, the Rabbi Shema Halil, and Mekim Tzvi Kiran and Shiel, So solche Sachen, es gibt Chöydisch, und da kann die Teig von Chöydisch Tammes in Chöydisch auf, so werden Menachem auf, so werden Teig, wo es ist Nepach, mit Jugend le Simche, mit Feile le Oigudel, bei Binyin, bei Samigdisch, mit Heere, wie Omeini, Omeini.